anyway, so the doctor says she never would be. The doctor says she's going to be getting worse and worse. Well, so she went on. She didn't want to stay with it. No, that's what it's called. But anyhow, now they decided that, the doctor decided that he should get a divorce. Well, I couldn't hold with that. Now, he's paying for everything. He's paying for her upkeep and paying for her care and everything. But he couldn't have her at home with the children because he's afraid she's going to do something. So who do you think is looking after the children coming over there early in the age? My poor mother. That's exactly it. And it's the saddest situation in the world. Because the poor girl can't help being like that. It's nothing she did herself. There's an automobile wreck.
Well, you know, I got an automobile wreck before Christmas. It laid me up for 2 weeks. And it did, you know, hit my neck back here, you know, and the windshield. I broke the windshield. It didn't cut me, you know, it broke the skin. And I feel, you know, I can feel that being sore up there in my neck hurt. The lawyer called me yesterday and told me, asked me yesterday, let it go back. Wanted me to go back to a doctor, and he said he would call after 12 o'clock. I told him I was coming out here to you, you know, today.
Yeah.
But I'd be back home, you know, about 1, so. You know, I thought it was going to affect my mind, you know, the way I suffered, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
But thanks to the Lord, I come out of it, but I still, you know, it's ready in this shin.
You just don't know whether it really did something to your backbone, or
you didn't? No, and then look like my head, you know, so in my head, sometimes my head just hurt so bad.
Well, I sure wouldn't go, and I wouldn't let him. In other words, you don't know whether you might ever have some more trouble or not. I wouldn't.
No, he want me to go. He said he was going to find a doctor who I could go to today, you know.
And let him check.
Yeah, so. I told my sister when I was hurt, I just say that, you know, ain't she seen you say things?
Sure.
I said, I'm going to be mindless from now on. She said, no, you ain't, you know.
Well, you know, with Donna, we so hoping she'd get all right. Hoping so much.
It done something to her brain.
Oh, it did. She had a terrible brain damage.
That's right.
It didn't do anything to her that you could see.
That's right.
But it was, see, it hit her right here where her head was.
Yeah.
You know, it hit just like that. And this fellow was running a red light.
Well, it looked like she probably was the younger she was. It looked like it wouldn't have did nothing to her.
She went into a convulsion just immediately. You know, she
did.
She went into a convulsion and she was completely dead out. This is just the same as dead. For 6 weeks, she didn't come conscious, not even one little tiny bit. Didn't, you know, just completely. In fact, they took her to grave. You know, that's what they always take about like this.
Yeah.
She couldn't even move out of the intensive care. I mean, she was right there. They couldn't do a thing. So after about 4 weeks, they carried her out to Emory and put her in intensive care out there. And then she started to come around. And I see she doesn't remember her baby.
She don't?
Uh-uh, she can't exactly understand who it is.
And she might would hurt him, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't help but think that she wouldn't. But who am I? I read the paper about people. You know,
that's right.
They're not responsible.
That's right. Well, you know, I'll tell you how come I say she might would do it. You know, I had an uncle. He died down there in Chattahoochee out from Miami. No, he died in Hollywood out from Miami. He stayed in Chattahoochee a long time. And my grandmama went down there to get him, and the doctor told her wouldn't be, you know, when he's subject to go crazy.
Yeah, he just wouldn't be responsible.
Yeah, right. And you know, he come home one time, and before he left, he wanted to kill her.
See.
And she said she'd always get mad because we would say we were scared of him. But
yeah.
You can't help but to be scared of people like that.
Well, now, you know, I have a retarded son. He's 22. And he had meningitis when he was a baby.
Yeah.
And he had severe brain damage then. And he takes pills all the time to keep him from having those spells, you know, those convulsions.
Yeah.